Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first local story for this hour. The Huron County Board of Commissioners approved the county's proposed 2026 budget during today's meeting. The estimated general revenue for 2026 is $19,242,407, and the projected expenses for the coming year is the same at $19,242,407. During the meeting, it was noted that the budget is balanced for now. However, commissioners expect there will be some additional expenses coming when labor contract negotiations are settled. Per state law, counties are to have the next fiscal year's budget ready on the first day of January in the next fiscal year. In other related matters, the county is looking to hire someone to fill the county treasurer position following the retirement of Deb McCollum after serving the county for 10 years. During the meeting, it was announced that so far the county has received one resume and one letter of interest to fill that open position. As if Michigan's winters isn't dramatic enough on its own, USA Today has now alerted us that the atmosphere is at a critical juncture. Apparently, November might be the fork in the road that decides whether this winter is everyday Michigan chaos or extraordinary Michigan chaos, either track. La Nina is doing her usual routine, cooling Pacific waters and nudging jet streams around like she owns the atmosphere. Weather experts note this tends to steer colder northern air into the U.S., translation, Michigan's first in line for La Nina's impact. Meanwhile, climatologist Judah Cohen says that the polar vortex will have a major say in how cold it gets when it shifts south. We get blasted with Arctic air. The bone-chilling cold brought by a polar vortex is about as popular as a manager who pops in at 3:45 on Friday and says, meeting at 4. November's forecast suggests the North Pole could see a dramatic warm-up soon, which means cold's got to go somewhere where, you guessed it, the Mitten State would get slammed with icy air that instantly freezes your nostrils. If the stratosphere influences the jet stream enough, December into early January could be colder, snowier, and full of extended periods of pure Michigan frigid temperatures. But, and this is a big but, Cohen also notes that if the polar vortex jet stream connection fizzles, Michigan could see a mild to quite mild winter. The first all-out New Year's Eve celebration is being planned for downtown Cairo. New York Times Square has its historic countdown with the ball. Port Clinton, Ohio welcomes the next year with a giant walleye fish as a countdown. In Tuscola, Ransford, Wasik developers are planning to bring in 2026 by lowering a giant sugar beet to mark the countdown to 2026. Mark Ransford explained his plans for the celebration to Tuscola County Commissioners during their Monday meeting. According to Ransford, he plans to use the People's Bank building he owns and rents to the county as a housing point for the celebration with food and drinks. Commissioner Tom Bardwell expressed concerns about what could happen by using the 1969 event that was billed as a music and art festival. The event became Woodstock with more than 460,000 attendees over several days. The event could get overwhelmed and there is a liability, noted Bardwell, suggesting the event be reviewed by the county's legal counsel. Ransford countered that waiting for the county's legal review could jeopardize some of the events planned for the celebration. The plan for the celebration is to include music and to be in about a four-block area where Ransford Wasik developers renovated most of the buildings in that area and rented them. The event has insurance coverage of more than $1 million. Security has been acquired, and the city of Cairo and its police department have approved the plan, according to Ransford. And in our national news, the Trump administration is refining which degrees qualify as professional credentials under federal rules, a shift that has stripped some nursing programs of professional status and jeopardized access to certain federal loans, according to higher education and healthcare advocates who warned the change could worsen staffing shortages. In our international news, international airlines are canceling flights to Venezuela after the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration warned pilots about worsening security conditions and increased military activity in a country's airspace, prompting carriers to reroute or suspend service until safety assessments improve. And looking at one weather issue, a wind advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to 4 a.m. Thursday morning. Southwest winds turning west to 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts around 45 miles per hour is expected. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, along with your weather alerts, which you can get from anywhere right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.